Hush Hush off of Malia Grace's self-titled EP out on October 29th. This is Dysfunctional Podcast, and I am Jesus Figueroa at dysfunctionaldysfunctional.com, and I got a chance to sit down and talk with Malia Grace.
You were funded through Indiegogo for your debut album. How
it
do you
was.
Feel having the fans support you so much that they funded your debut album?
I feel blessed. I mean, I'm definitely surprised. I feel both blessed and surprised and humbled to an extent, because I honestly didn't expect to reach the goal. And that's why I did flexible funding, so that if I didn't reach the goal, I still could get a piece of it. But I was shocked, and I am very grateful to all of them and excited to share with them what's going on.
There are many music projects on Indiegogo that don't get funded. What do you think set you apart from the rest of the music projects on Indiegogo?
I think part of it is that I grew up in Austin, and I grew up doing music. I've been playing music publicly since I was probably 11 or 12. And so I started kind of building a network in town of people who knew me as a musician and knew me as trying to make it in the industry. And I kind of cultivated those relationships and really worked on those friendships, not for any manipulative reason or anything, but just because it meant a lot to me that they supported me. And many of those supporters just supported me throughout high school, throughout college, and they stuck with it.
So how long have you been doing music?
I have been playing music, well, I've been singing and playing music since I was a toddler, but I guess I started taking lessons and things around 11, maybe 12.
I read that you kind of did music to get over a hearing disability?
Sort of. Not really to get over it, but when I was born, they thought that I was profoundly deaf until I was about 18 months old. And then after, I guess at some point, my parents thought I had my hearing because I started singing, and there was a piano tuner who came over to the house, and I would sing back the notes to him as he tuned the piano, and he told my parents I had perfect pitch. And I don't have perfect pitch, but I guess that was my ears coming into life or something. And after that, I think because I couldn't hear as a toddler, supposedly, we think that at some point it made music much more valuable to me. I don't remember a moment where music wasn't just everything to me. So, and so I didn't use it to get over the hearing disability, but I think the fact that I had a hearing disability made music much more powerful to me.
So having studied music and with this type of background, how did you develop the style for this debut EP?
You know, the style kind of has a lot of different styles within it. And I used to think I just wanted to be a songwriter and stay in the background and not really perform. And so I would write songs with different musicians in my head, different singers that I would, you know, potentially be writing for. That was my mindset. And that kind of combined into all these different songs coming together with the style of this musician I was picturing singing it, and then also my own style within it, and it just kind of became a mashup.
One of my favorite songs off this EP is Hush Hush.
Oh, awesome.
What inspired this song?
Hush Hush was inspired by, okay, I was seeing this guy, and I knew there was no future there. And he was a musician about to go on tour. And I was sick of hearing, though, from everyone, it's not going to work out, and stop thinking about it. I was like, can everybody just be quiet and let me fantasize for a second? Let me live in the moment. So that's what inspired it, just this idea of not worrying about what the future holds and just taking in the moment.
Some of the themes that I read are in this album, and you could hear it clearly, is deep romance, and that goes into the second song that just like really stood out to me, which is Mama Didn't Raise No Fool.
Mm-hmm.
How do you get the courage to just put so much out there?
You know, it's funny. I'm actually a very introverted human being, and I don't tell people about emotions that I have. But I've been writing since I was 12. And when I was young, I was a very emotional kid. I was just very sensitive. And the way I coped with that was by writing. And so I trained myself to deal with my emotions by writing a song and having some form of catharsis through it. So it's not even a courage thing for me anymore. It's really a therapeutic thing. It's not until I get to shows that are really intimate where people are really listening to lyrics that I realize, oh, I'm kind of laying a lot on the line right now. But, you know, at the same time, when I start to think about how much I'm putting on the line, everybody has these feelings and everybody has emotions that they feel like no one can relate to them around them. And they need an outlet where they can feel like somebody's listening and somebody feels the same way they do. So I really want my music to be something people can listen to. And if they need to cry, they can cry. Or if they need to get angry and, you know, dance off their anger, they can do that too.
So you mentioned having artists that were in your mind while you were writing. Who are some of the artists that inspire you?
Big inspirations include... Inspirations would include people like Aretha Franklin and Jackson Brown, but people that I was thinking of writing for as far as their style and their singing would be people like Miranda Lambert or Adele or even Kelly Clarkson. I thought about her. People who have really great voices. I wanted to write for people who can sing and have soul and have attitude.
I could definitely hear a lot of Miranda Lambert in your music.
That's awesome.
Is there any plans for touring or any upcoming places where people could go see you live?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out a Texas tour right now, which is proving more difficult. But I will be in New York City from the October 12th to the 18th, and I'll be playing at Postscript Coffee House on the 16th. And that's just a normal show. And then the 17th, I will be playing the CMJ Showcase with Big Picture Media.
For more information on Malia Grace, visit maliagrace.com, facebook.com/maliagracemusic, @maliagracemusic on Twitter, and soundcloud.com/maliagracemusic. Keep up with me on dysfunctional.com on social media, Twitter and Instagram @dysfunctional, Facebook dysfunctional LA, Tumblr dysfunctional.tumblr.com. Subscribe here on audioboom.com for more interviews and podcasts.
Hush, hush, baby, don't you say a thing. Leave